This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Potato growers who've been dealt a heavy blow from the pandemic are calling on the USDA to reconsider funding requirements for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, which largely leaves them out. National Potato Council CEO Cam Coral says the USDA's data is very limited and didn't consider many growers on the brink.
I mean, I've got to believe optimistically that USDA, they're going to make changes. Right now, Bob, 2% of all of the payments under this direct payment program have gone to fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are half of farm gate value in the United States.
Coral says the numbers are greatly disproportionate.
The fact that only 2% of the payments are going to fruits and vegetables indicate there's a problem with this program. And I think the USDA is going to get a huge amount of information pour in here this week. And they've got to sift through all of that. But there's a lot of smart people down there. And they got to recognize that these numbers are just not lining up right. And adjustments have got to get made.
He says serious tweaking needs to happen soon.
At some point, that money is going to largely be expended. But the need is still going to be there for potatoes and specialty crops broadly. I think Congress is going to have to come back in if we're going to get the real relief that these growers need.
Coral says the potato industry could feel the impact of this pandemic well into next year, so the relief funding is crucial.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.